The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, Sharon Douglas, the Sportsman, Charles Dent and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Last night I met the sweetest boy a girl could ever meet. The moment that he touched my hand, he swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had him falling too. And even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you, one more dream and he's mine. One more dream and he's mine. 40 winks and me think he'll be mine. Had him hooked, things look fine, but he slipped off the line. One more dream, one more dream, and he's mine. I went to see a moving picture show the other day.
Well, tell us what it was about.
I really couldn't say. My eyes were closed, and as I dozed, the usher grabbed my coat.
Hey.
Among the things I told him, I am now about to quote.
One more dream,
and he's mine.
One more dream, and he's mine. 40 winks, and me thinks he'll be mine.
Had him hooked,
things look fine,
but he slipped off the line.
One more dream, and he's mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Canova recently recorded a cute new song called Apple on a Stick. Judy and the Sportsman sing it for us now.
A jolly little man comes down our street with a basket full of things to eat. Toddling along his merry way, I run to him and say, Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick, apple on a stick. Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Yum, yum, yum. Got 10 pennies for an apple on a stick, apple on a stick, apple on a stick. Got 10 pennies for an apple on a stick. Yum, yum, yum. An apple a day is dandy. It keeps the doc away.
Away.
I like it better than candy. It's yummy in your tummy any time of the day. So, mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick, apple on a stick. Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Yum, yum, yum.
Well, the morning mail has just arrived, and as our scene opens, Judy's reading a letter to Aunt Aggie. It's a letter that just came from Judy's cousin Sophie back in Cactus Junction.
What does your cousin Sophie have to say, Judy?
Says here, Judy, we miss you. Times are really tough back here. Hardly any crops. The crows are really overrunning the place. It don't do no good to try to fool them with that homely old scarecrow. I sure wish you were back here.
What else does Sophie say in her letter, Judy?
She goes on to say, Prices sure are high here. Your Uncle R.T. says it costs him $30 a week to keep himself in nourishment. And when he gets it, the stuff ain't fitting to drink. Judy, you remember Mrs. Foodle. Well, now, I don't know if I remember Mrs. Foodle. Well, I ain't gonna waste no time on that. Says here, she had triplets last week. A boy and a girl. We never did find out what the third one was. 2 days after it was born, it flew away. Well, it did.
Does Sophie say how the crops are this year?
Yep, it says, our crops are failing. Hardly any vegetables.
Judy, if they aren't raising vegetables, how are they getting along?
Well, Sophie says here that she wrote a play to raise money.
What is the play called, Judy?
Sophie calls it, Open the Barn Door, Nellie. Father's Coming Home with a Load. Or, Grandma, Stay in Wisconsin. I can't get you a date with Van Johnson. Yeah, Sophie wants me to put the play on here at the Brentwood Community Playhouse and try to raise money for her.
Judy, Mr. Kearns of the Playhouse is an influential friend of mine. Why don't you go and see him? Maybe he'll give Sophie's play a tryout.
Oh, gee, maybe I can play the leading role. I'm a real actress. Yeah, back home when I was 17, I got up in school and said, To be or not to be, that is the question. Will I be left back again in 2B or get promoted to 3A? I'll go right over to see Mr. Kearns now.
And now, Miss Canova, what is your cousin's play about?
It's a Western, Mr. Kearns. It's about Two-Gun Gertie who comes out west to get married. She meets the famous Indian chief, Sitting Bell. And then Sitting Bell...
No, Miss Canova, not Sitting Bell. Bull, bull, bull.
It is not. It's an honest proof. Cross my heart and hope that it is.
Who is Two-Gun Gertie going to marry?
His name's Texas Joe. He calls on Gertie quite regular. For 3 years, he comes over steady every night. But he never goes home that way. He never goes home that way. One night on his way over, he steps on a skunk.
Was he angry?
He sure was. He was highly incensed. Incensed, that is.
Yes, well, it doesn't sound too bad. We'll give it a tryout.
Oh, golly, thanks. Can I play Two-Gun Gertie? I could play a gun girl swell. Why, when I was a kid on a cold morning, I could get into my red flannels faster than anybody in the family.
Well, what's that got to do with being a gunfighter?
Well, Pa said I was sure quick on the drawers. Had to be only one pair of flannels in the family.
Well, Miss Canova, you study your part, and we'll put the play on next week.
Oh, Judy, it's wonderful. Just think you'll be in a play, and this play may prove to be Brentwood's biggest production.
Brentwood's biggest production?
Somebody talking about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Did you hear about the play?
Oh, yes, ma'am, Miss Judy. Say, is there a part in the play for a good cook?
Geranium, you have your job here at home. Are you sure you haven't been neglecting things here? You know, the government wants us all to save excess fat.
Ma'am, I've been doing that for the last 20 years.
Anyway, Geranium, even if you are fat, your boyfriend Pomeroy still likes you.
Oh, yes, Miss Judy. But, lady, when he puts his arms around me, he seems awfully distant.
Well, does he have reason to be distant?
Yeah, honey. He's got a 32-inch reach, and I've got a 52 waist.
Geranium, when I saw Pomeroy leaving last night, he had lipstick on him.
Golly, Geranium, does your lipstick come off easily?
No, Miss Judy. I always put up a fight. It says here.
Say, Geranium, does Pomeroy still call you his cutie pie?
No, Miss Judy. Now he calls me his little honeydew melon.
Little honeydew melon? How come?
He says I'm sweet and mellow. And the older I am, the mushier I get.
Oh, Geranium, you're not so very old. Why, you're just barely sneaking up on 40.
Sneaking up on it? Honey, I've got it completely surrounded.
Judy, you'd better get busy and study your part for the play.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Hey, you know something? This fella Tex in the play is really tough.
He's tough?
Yeah, says here, come roundup time, Tex don't brand the cattle. He bites his initials in them. Then Tex robs a grocery store to get food for his best friend who's been eating nothing but dog food for 6 days.
Nothing but dog food for 6 days? What was his friend's name?
Rover. After Tex brings him his food, the little dog looks up at him with his great big brown eyes, almost as if he wanted to say,
pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, there's a part in this play for you.
Oh, Senorita, I have had experience on the stage. I was in the Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater.
The Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater?
See, I had to blow up the balloon for the bubble dancer. Senorita, once I was in the opera in Mexico. See, the curtain went up and I was singing the famous clown song from Pagliacci. And I no more than got started and the curtain came back down again.
Well, what happened? Weren't you singing Pagliacci very well?
Oh, Senorita, I always sing Pagliacci very beautiful.
Well, then why did they ring down the curtain? Well,
that night we was doing Rigoletto. I came out on the stage wearing an old-fashioned costume with tights, Senorita.
Oh, Pedro, I bet you look funny in those tights.
See, they all laughed when I walked out in those tights. And when I sat down, I thought they'd split.
Well, Pedro, you'd better get ready for the theater.
See, I will go now, Senorita. Hasta luego.
And a case of lumbago to you too, Pedro.
Now, back to Judy Canova and the Sportsmen with their own musical version of the old nursery rhyme, Three Blind Mice.
Three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. They all run after the farmer's wife.
She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life? It's three blind mice.
Ha ha ha!
Well, tonight is the night of the play, which Judy hopes will raise money for Cousin Sophie because of the vegetable shortage back home. Judy's having a last-minute rehearsal at the house.
Okay, Pedro, let's get on with the rehearsal now. As this scene opens, Texas Joe is crawling on hands and knees with his trusty rifle.
Loaded?
Sure, that's why he's crawling.
Well, Senorita, I am ready to go over the sound effects if you will give me my cues. I will be a very good sound effects man, I think.
Okay, Pedro. Now look, on page 2, Two Gun Gertie's waiting for Tex. I'm Two Gun Gertie. I look out the window and say, it sure looks like a storm. There's thunder and lightning over the mountain. Pedro, there's thunder and lightning. Pedro, I said thunder.
Oh, I got it now, Senorita.
What's that?
Two claps of thunder.
Heck says he's gonna take me to dinner. I'm so hungry my tongue's hanging out. Pedro, it ain't hanging out that far. I won't look my best when Tex gets here. Better file my fingernails. Well, that's what I get for filing them clean down to my engagement ring. Gosh, that Tex is calling me on the telephone now. No, Pedro, the telephone. Pedro, the telephone. You act like you're in a fog. Oh, here comes Tex now in his Model T car. Okay, Pedro, you hold her and I'll milk her. Oh, golly, you're getting this all mixed up. Yeah, Geranium?
She's spending a bun coming up the wall. You know, for a girl who don't like you, she sure spends a lot of time here.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm always glad to have Brenda visit with me.
How come?
I feel so good when she leaves. Come in.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Brenda. Say, how do you like my cowboy outfit?
Well, it does set off your figure. And a figure like yours should be set off as far as possible.
Well, just the same, Mr. Kearns, the director, says I have a graceful carriage.
Well, you do have a graceful carriage, darling. But your axles are slightly bent.
Hey, Brenda, if you're so good, why ain't you in the play? You always think you can act.
I don't think. I can act.
Well, I don't think you can act neither.
Canova, I played summer stock. Why, our theater had a seating capacity of 1,000, and every night it was SRO, standing room only.
No fooling. In our theater, we took out the orange boxes, put in leather seats, and had a seating capacity of 400 NMS.
NMS?
Yep, no more splinters.
Oh, well, I just dropped in to show you what I'm wearing to the theater tonight. This is a Parisian gown. Oh, it's simply alive with sequins.
Gosh, you better spray it with DDT. Double strength.
Very funny. Oh, I made it funny. I don't know. Well, my dear, you may never become an actress, but just don't give up.
Oh, me give up, shucks. I don't know the meaning of the word surrender. I don't know the meaning of a lot of other words, either. Gee, I better get over to the theater. I'll be late for the show. So long, Brenda.
Ladies and gentlemen, the play you are about to witness is an authentic Western written by Miss Sophie Canova.
The scene is the Buzzard's Gulch Saloon. It's a cold winter night, and the wind is howling outside.
Howdy, stranger! You look like a stranger, stranger.
I know, stranger. I am a stranger. But you look even stranger.
What's your name, stranger?
Texas Joe. But everybody calls me Tex.
Where do you hail from, Tex?
Massachusetts. Hey, it's the coldest night I ever saw. My hands are numb. My feet are numb. I'd sure like to sit down.
You are sitting down. You're colder than you think. What's your business here about, stranger?
I'm a 49er, gal. How old are you?
Don't talk that away to me, Tex. My trigger finger's itchy.
What you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna scratch it. Hey, maybe you don't know who I am, Tex. I'm Two-Gun Gertie, and I'm a rustler.
Gertie, why does a gal like you rustle?
I wear a satin petticoat.
Say, how about going riding with me, Gertie?
Tex, I'll have you know I'm a lady.
I know. If I'd have wanted a man to ride with, I'd go home and get my brother.
Howdy, stranger. Who are you?
I'm the rougher. I'm the tougher. I'm a murdering polecat. A polecat. I'm a murdering skunk. 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 Ain't I a stinker?
Ah, if you was the top, you'd shoot some of these good-for-nothing hombres that keep bothering me.
Well, I couldn't kill a man in cold blood. I couldn't shoot him. I couldn't shoot a man. Shoot him. Shoot him.
Why not?
There's no water in my pistol.
Howdy, Gertie! Remember me? Your old friend Hanky?
Well, well, Hanky. Did you just blow in?
Yeah, Gertie, I come clean from Dallas.
You might have been clean when you left, but look at you now.
I got a present for you, Gertie.
Hank, where'd you ever get the money to buy such a pretty present?
Well, you know that diamond necklace some dirty crook stole from the jewelry store? The one they offered the big reward for?
Yep.
Pretty, ain't it? Yeah, struggling rich, gal. Got a real bonanza.
A real bonanza?
Yep. And if you marry up with me, I'll split it with you.
Nothing doing. You can't buy my love with a bonanza split.
Gertie, I don't want you talking to that stranger. Hey, you, get it going.
Pay him no mind, Gertie. Why, he wouldn't hurt a flea. The dirty, low-down sidewinder. What?
Boys, if there's any shooting, let me in on this. My boots on.
How come?
What'd you say?
I said, how come?
I got a hole in my sock.
Stranger, I can beat you. I can beat you with knives or anything. I can beat you carving or running. Which will it be?
I'm carving.
I'm running.
Ah, that's fine talk of coming from you, Tex. Why don't you fellas throw away your knives and guns and fight like men?
What do you mean, like men?
Oh, with your bare hands.
That's a good idea, Gertie. All right, you varmint. My hands are up.
All right, my hands are up. What do we do now?
Oh, let's play patty cake.
Judy, how did your cousin's play come out tonight?
Oh, Aunt Aggie, the audience was great. They helped us solve all of Cousin Sophie's problems.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember Sophie wrote that crops were bad and they couldn't get any vegetables?
Yes.
Well, when we finished the play, the stage was covered with them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Canova recently recorded a new hit song called You Stole My Heart. Judy and the Sportsmen sing it for us now.
You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. Right from the start, it belonged to you. I had some dreams, but I wasn't dreaming. Because it seems that they've all come true. I don't know why, I don't know when, you wandered by, and darling, I knew then. You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. I found my love when you stole my heart.
I don't know why. I found my love when you stole my heart. You stole my heart.
Now back to Judy Canova, who in response to many requests sings her theme song, which she recently recorded, Go to Sleepy Little Baby.
Go to sleepy little baby. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying, Daddy will be buying you a shiny little pony. Hush, by my little baby. By and by, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Go to sleepy little baby. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Hush, by my little baby. By and by, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Oh, go to sleepy little baby. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Go to sleepy little baby. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Threezy, foursy, kiss some morsey. Let's start counting higher. Foursy, fivesy, let's get livesy. Fivesy, sixy, hug me quicksy. Sixy, sevensy, this is heavensy. My heart's on a flyer.
Keep the numbers going. Yeah.
the song is done.
Love will keep on growing, and we'll have lots of fun.